الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله العظيم. In the beginning verses of Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala makes mention and discusses three different groups of people. The first group that Allah Ta'ala speaks about are the believers, the people of Iman, those who wish to obtain taqwa in their lives. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. The first group are those people who want to obtain taqwa. They are striving for taqwa and fear of Allah Ta'ala in their lives. Allah Ta'ala gives a description of them. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those people who have brought Iman in the unseen. They have brought Iman in Allah Ta'ala, in the Anbiya, in the angels, in the kitabs, in those things beyond which the eye can see. But together with that, together with Iman, together with that belief in their hearts, they also couple it by engaging in good actions that are pleasing to Allah Ta'ala in conformance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Together with Iman, they establish Salah in their lives. Establishing Salah means 5 times daily Salah is being performed for the males in the Jamaat, with Jamaat in the Masjid. And together with the different Sunnah taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend from the wealth. With regards to this group of people, the people of Iman, those people who together with bringing Iman, they couple it with engaging in good actions. Allah Ta'ala makes mention with regards to this group, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These people, this group, they are upon guidance from their Rabb. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These people alone are those who are successful. In order to obtain success in this world and in the Akhirah, a person will need to have Iman. Iman is his ticket to Jannah. Without Iman, a person will not be able to gain success. Hence, it is our duty, our responsibility at all times to remain amongst this group and to always make an effort, a concerted effort to increase our Iman and our works of Iman. This is the first group. The second group Allah Ta'ala makes mention of, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. The second people are the second group are the disbelievers. Those people who are remaining stubborn upon their disbelief, upon their kufr. That no matter what ayat and what signs and evidence you bring before them with regards to the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to Iman, they're not willing to change their minds, they're not willing to move towards the path of Iman. With regards to this group, Allah Ta'ala says, Khatam Allahu ala qulubihim وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٍ. Allah Ta'ala has sealed their hearts. Allah Ta'ala has sealed their hearts. Hence, for eternity, they will be burning in the fire of Jahannam. No matter how good a person may be in this world in terms of doing good actions, in terms of charity, in terms of doing good towards others, if he does not have Iman, he will not have the success of Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes a qasam and he says that the person who hears about me, he hears about the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he does not bring Iman upon me. He does not bring Iman upon me. He could be a Jew or he could be a Christian. because of him not being in Iman, because of him not having the ticket towards Jannah, he will be burning in the fire of Jahannam. He will be burning in the fire of Jahannam. So the first group, people of Iman. Second group, the people of disbelief, the people of Kufr. Then there's a third group. And this third group were in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this group was such, you would find them in the masjid. They would perform salah next to you. They would even come out and fight, so to say, in the path of Allah Ta'ala with you. However, with regards to this group, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مِنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. They are, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, amongst the people. They are those who say, we have brought Iman in Allah Ta'ala and the last day. Meaning verbally, a verbal proclamation is being made. We have brought Iman. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. These people are not believers. Allah Ta'ala does not accept the Iman. Who are these people? In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these people were known as the hypocrites. They were found in the masjid. They were found amongst the people of Iman. However, Allah Ta'ala has completely rejected their verbal proclamation of Iman. They are verbally saying, we have Iman. Allah Ta'ala says, these people are not believers. These people are not believers. And if you look into the different verses of the Qur'an Majid, with regards to this group of people, we will find how much of anger Allah Ta'ala has towards this group, despite them coming to the masjid, despite them, so to say, performing salah, despite them, so to say, doing good actions with the believers. They were outwardly believers, but their main cause and objective was to cause harm to the believers, was to cause harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala showed so much of anger and resentment towards this group. Just a few examples. With regards to the believers, if they have to engage in any sin, if they have to engage in any act of disobedience, and thereafter they come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeking forgiveness, they will find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeking forgiveness on their behalf to be effective. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ رَحِيمًا. If the believers had to oppress themselves by engaging in sin, and thereafter, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they come to you and they seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seek forgiveness on their behalf, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ رَحِيمًا, they will find Allah Ta'ala to be most forgiving, most merciful. What we understand, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeking forgiveness on the behalf of the believers is effective in earning the mercy and forgiveness of Allah. Can there be any better intercessor? Can there be anyone better seeking forgiveness on your behalf than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeking forgiveness on behalf of believers, effective in earning the mercy and forgiveness of Allah. With regards to the hypocrites, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told in the Quran Majid, istaghfir lahum aw la tastaghfir لهم إن تستغفر لهم سبعين مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم. Seek forgiveness on their behalf, or do not seek forgiveness. Even if you seek forgiveness on their behalf 70 times, 70 meaning abundantly, abundantly also, if you seek forgiveness on their behalf, فلن يغفر الله لهم, Allah Ta'ala will never forgive them. Allah Ta'ala will never forgive them. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَسْتَغْفَرْتَ لَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ لَيْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. It is equal upon them whether you seek forgiveness on their behalf or not. Who is being addressed? Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَيْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala will never forgive them. They will not earn the forgiveness of Allah. This is how much of anger and displeasure Allah Ta'ala has towards this group. Another example, with regards to the believers, Allah Ta'ala makes mention with regards to their abode in Jannah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. Those people who have Iman, and together with that they couple it with good actions. Together with Iman, they are engaging in good actions. كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Allah Ta'ala will grant them hospitality, allow them to stay and reside in Jannatul Firdaus. Jannatul Firdaus, the highest stage of Jannah that is possible. The highest of the high. This will be for those people who have Iman and couple it with good actions. So the people of Iman, highest of the high. With regards to the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, outwardly they're bringing iman, but what's their abode in the year after? Innal munafiqeena fi ddarkil asfali minan nar. Innal munafiqeena fi ddarkil asfali minan nar wa lan tajid lahum nasira. Allah Ta'ala says, with regards to the hypocrites, they will be in the lowest level of Jahannam. The lowest level of Jahannam, and they will be subjected to the worst forms of punishment. وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. And you will never find anyone who will be able to help and assist them. Now in this world perhaps you can help them. Now in this world you can stand by their side. However, in the year after, وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا, you will not have anyone who will be there to help them. So these are just a few examples for us to understand what a clear and stark difference there is between the people of Iman and the people of hypocrisy. The people of Iman and the people of Nifaq. So it is quite clear, it is obvious, it is evident that each and every one of us will want to be included amongst the people of Iman, and we will want to stay million miles away from the people of hypocrisy. We will not want to be included in the people of Nifaq. However, if we look in the Quran Majeed and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find different qualities that are mentioned. And these qualities that are mentioned are the qualities of the people of nifaq, the people of hypocrisy. Hence it is our duty, our responsibility at all times to uphold the qualities of believers in our lives, in all aspects of our lives, and stay away completely from the people of nifaq, their ways, their habits. So just again in Surah Baqarah, since we're mentioning the beginning verses of Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala mentions some of their qualities. The qualities of the hypocrites, the qualities of the munafiqeen. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. When it is told to them, do not cause mischief in the land. When it is told to them, do not cause mischief, do not cause corruption, they respond and they say, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. They respond and they say, we only reformers. Our intentions are good. So what is told to them? Do not cause mischief. Do not engage in evil. Do not engage in any sinful actions. They come to their defense. And so to say, they begin to justify their actions. What sins you're talking about? My intentions are good. My heart is clean. They say, we are reformers. Two aspects here. Number one, they begin to justify their sin. They begin to justify their actions. A mu'min, a believer, if he falls into sin, what's his duty and response? Try and justify. Not to try and make that haram into halal. He will make tawbah and istighfar. Ya Allah, it is because of my weakness. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. We have oppressed ourselves. And they will make an effort. Ya Allah, you allow me to change my lives and move and rectify this in my life, to get rid of this in my life. What's a believer? He does not justify his sins. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. But the hypocrites, they try to justify, try to find loopholes. And together with that, now they're trying to change deen. So what's regarded as corruption, what's regarded as evil, they say, no, it is good. Our actions are good. Our intentions are good. Perhaps we can look today, we can speak on a broader scale. How many things are being changed in order to make haram into halal? What is impermissible, try to make it into permissible. Why just change the name? So we can be dealing with the banks and something which is clear-cut interest, we will call it profits, now it is halal. Something which is insurance, which is impermissible, haram according to ulama, change the name to takaful, call it halal. Music, if it is coupled with the name of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will try to justify it, say it is halal. Try to make intermingling between males and females, say it is halal. Like this, so many different examples. A mu'min does not justify his actions, does not try to make haram into halal. What is haram? It is impermissible. If we're falling into sin, we try to change our lives, not try to change deen. We do not change deen. This is the behavior of munafiqeen, of hypocrites. This is the first sign of them. Allah Ta'ala makes mention in the Quran Majeed. Second sign, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا وَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. When it is told to them to bring iman, how the people, like how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had brought iman, They respond and they say, should we bring Iman like the foolish ones? They regard Sahaba as being the foolish ones, na'uzu billah. Allah Ta'ala comes to defense of Sahaba. Ala innahum humus sufaha walakin la ya'lamun. Behold, these people are the foolish ones. These people are the foolish ones. But they do not look at Sahaba as being role models. It should not be such in today's times as well. We have this mindset. Since we are living in a time of a lot of advancement in technology, a lot of advancement in things around us, na'uzu billah, we do not need to look back at Sahaba. Sahaba, this was camel age. Laws were different then, laws are different now. No. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala mentions very clearly, Man kana mustannan fal yastanna biman qad mat. فَإِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تُؤْمَنُ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانُوا أَفْضَلَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. He says, you're looking for a role model in your life. You're looking for someone to take as an example. Take the example of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people who met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who performed salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who took deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and passed it on to the rest of the ummah. Kanu afdala hadhihi al-ummah. They were the most virtuous. They were the best of this ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions very clearly that this ummah is going to be divided into 73 different segments and groups. Only one amongst them will be enjoying the blessings of Jannah. Who is this group? Sahaba asked. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. The Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those people who follow my way and the way of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. For a person to turn away from this path, to move away from the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, definitely he is going to go upon a path of deviation. So munafiqeen and hypocrites, they did not look at Sahaba as being role models. We as believers, we understand and realize no matter how, what age it may be, no matter what year it may be, no matter what time of the year it may be, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are going to be our examples. So the first thing with regards to justification of sin, second thing with regards to taking Sahaba as role models, third thing Allah Ta'ala makes mention of, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about how these people are two-faced. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, when they meet the people of Iman, قَالُوا آمَنَّا, they say, we have brought Iman, we with you. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ, and when they alone, when they go into seclusion with their leaders, with their shayateen, قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ, they say, we with you. We with you. إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. We're only mocking at them. We're only playing fools with them. We saying to them, we have Iman. We don't have Iman, we with you. These are the two-faced people. And unfortunately, a person can fall into this trap in today's times as well. When he becomes too close to the disbelievers, their ways, their customs. Whereas this is something which is also discouraged greatly in the Quran Majid and Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one verse, Allah Ta'ala mentions very clearly, بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Give, so to say, glad tidings to the hypocrites of a painful punishment that is awaiting them in the year after. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Those people who took the disbelievers as close friends, as associates, as close companions instead of the believers. الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Are they seeking honor and respect by them? Are you turning to the disbelievers looking for respect and honor? أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Honor, respect, dignity lies by Allah Ta'ala alone. Whatever time of the year it may be, unfortunately, it comes this December period. People fail to realize that we cannot fall into the customs, the ways, the celebrations of disbelievers. Christmas is a Christian celebration. We as believers stay far away from it in all aspects. In our businesses, we cannot advertise Christmas specials. We cannot have Christmas trees in our homes, in our businesses. We cannot have this. We cannot be part and parcel of their celebrations. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا. Do not take as a companion except for a person who has brought iman. Verse of the Quran Majid, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم. O people of iman, O believers, understand you are unique in your iman. Do not take the disbelievers, do not take Jews and Christians as close friends. Do not take them as close associates. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. They are, some of them are there for each other. They are one clique. You are not part of them. They want your destruction. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. وَمِنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Those people who are going to take them as close friends and associates, in the court of Allah, you are counted as amongst them. In the court of Allah, you are counted amongst them. Hence, we need to be extremely careful in today's times, especially in this month, where people do not realize that at all times we are believers, we are mu'mineen, we do not fall into their celebrations, we do not follow them in their culture, in their ways. We need to stay extremely far away from their behavior. In fact, even when it comes to our children, and with regards to our choice of schools, with regards to where we send them, sometimes people begin to feel we want the best education for them. Hence, we will send them to a certain school, but it is a Christian environment, an environment where they're going to learn about Christianity. Isn't their iman at risk? Isn't the iman at risk? Are they not going to fall into the different traps of shaitan? Hence, it is extremely important to keep them in an environment that is friendly for iman, friendly for believers. And especially when it comes to the learning in the afternoon, the maktab, being part and parcel of the maktab is extremely important for them to safeguard their iman. So this is another quality of hypocrites, that they are two-faced. They have their leaders who are disbelievers. They follow them, they follow their way, they follow their example. Then in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions with regards to mu'amulat, the dealings of hypocrites, ayatul munafiqi thalath. There are three signs of a hypocrite. Again, we are mentioning these signs, we are mentioning the behavior of hypocrites. Why? We need to stay far away from it. We need to bring alive the quality of believers. Ayatul munafiqi thalath, the ayat, the signs of a hypocrite are three. Idha haddatha kadhaba, when he speaks, he will speak lies. When he speaks, he will speak lies. What we understand, a believer is always truthful. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَهُ, when he makes promises, when he gives you his word, he will go against. Nothing for him to break promises. This is not the behavior of a mu'min. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَهُ, when a hypocrite, when he is entrusted with something, he will deceive you. He will deceive you. Give him your wealth, give him your belongings, give him your trust. No chance of you getting anything back. He will deceive you again, not a quality of a believer. Then when it comes to ibadat, especially one ibadah is mentioned in the Quran Majid with regards to hypocrites and their behavior. Innal munafiqina yukhadi'una Allah wa huwa khadi'uhum wa idha qamu ila as-salah qamu kusala. Allah Ta'ala speaks of the behavior of hypocrites. Again, we do not want to be with them, we do not want to associate with them. What's the behavior of hypocrites? وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, when they stand up to perform salah, قَامُوا كُسَالَى, they stand up in a lazy manner. They stand up in a lazy manner, meaning they are not motivated to come and worship Allah. They're not motivated to come to the masjid for salah. This is a we need to introspect. Is this in my life? Is this the quality of a believer? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. When you see a person frequenting the masjid five times daily salah, he is there. فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. You testify on his behalf. This person is a believer at heart. This person has belief, he has iman, he is not a hypocrite. He is not a person who has this double standards. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Tilka salatul munafiq, tilka salatul munafiq, tilka salatul munafiq. This is the three times he repeats it. What is that salah? That person who, when it comes to his asr salah, he waits and he delays it until that sun is just about to set. Meaning he is waiting for that last minute, he is procrastinating, he is delaying his salah. And then he stands up and performs four rakats of salah very quickly drop down, kiss the ground, so to say. Very quickly he performs that salah, and he does not remember Allah Ta'ala in the least in that salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is not the behavior of a mu'min. This is the salah of a munafiq. This is the salah of a hypocrite. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many ahadith encourages the believers, come to the masjid for salah. With regards to the mu'min, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the believers are successful. Who are they? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those people who have khushu in their salah. Those people who have concentration in their salah. Further down, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, those people who safeguard their salah. 5 times daily salah, no matter what, it is there, it is in order. These are the qualities of believers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَابِثُونَ, these are the people who will be inheritors. الَّذِينَ يَبِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, who will inherit جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Many verses, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourage us to perform our 5 times daily salah in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even mentioned with regards to hypocrites, when it comes to their salah, certain salahs they find it difficult to come to the masjid for that salah. This is not our behavior. Again, these qualities of hypocrites are mentioned for us to introspect. What is there in my life? Do I have these evil qualities or not? So may Allah Ta'ala at all times bless us to bring alive the qualities of mu'mineen, of believers, by bringing alive the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all aspects of our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.